This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Twins and Phillies on the radio. Lineup card at 4:30. Twins trying to break a four-game losing streak. They got pummeled by the Phils on Friday night. Try and bounce back today behind Pablo Lopez. Right now we're going to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve-O, you're at Game Fair today.
I am at Game Fair. Steve, good afternoon. What a nice day. It's a little hot, but it's been really crowds all day long, and this was going to be the good day. I could tell by the weather that this was the really nicest weather day of the weekend, and boy, they are here, and it's been great. There's a lot of new vendors here, and I'm in the Insurance Brokers of Minnesota booth all day long, bell to bell, and I can't tell you how many CCO listeners come by and go, I like listening to you guys. Isn't that nice?
Nice. That is. We love that sort of feedback. And, Steve, I know for you, these two weekends at Game Fair are kind of the kickoff to the hunting season. I know there's still a lot of fishing, and the fall bite can be great and all of that, but I know a lot of folks are chomping at the bit to get out there in the woods and get out there in the fields and hunt this fall.
Got a good story for you, Steve. You know, fishing has been so bad the last couple of weeks that I've been putting together ladder stands, and tools and I don't get along very well, number one. I just never got that gene when I was born. Took me 3.5 hours to put one ladder stand together, and I had parts left over. So that tells you I'm not a real tool guy. So I'm kind of spending the week getting those done, and, you know, now that I'm getting older like you, I need to replace a lot of my little portable stands, the really small ones. And, you know, as you get older, you don't have quite the balance and equilibrium. So my project now is to get those ladder stands up there to replace those small portables and have a little bit more stability, a little bit more safety, you know, going up on a ladder versus, you know, tree steps. And, you know, that's what happens when you get a little bit older. You got to kind of make the change. And I got a really good tip on people who do this. If you go out and you want to put a ladder stand up, go for the ladder stand that's made for two people. Then you got a lot of width and you have a bigger platform, and it's a lot more comfortable for one guy to be in a double ladder stand. And, you know, it's a few bucks more, but once you get up there, you're not cramped. You're not jammed in there. You have lots of room to pull your bow and turn left, turn right. So it's kind of a nice thing to know.
Yeah, and another, while the weather is good and we're far in advance, is get out and inspect those stands. It's not a great idea to leave them in place throughout the winter months, throughout the spring, throughout the summer, if you do and have permanent stands, you got to get out there and check them out.
Well, you know, ladder stands, you can pretty much leave them up, you know, all year, and you're fine as long as you, you know, lash them to the tree and do what you're supposed to do. But these people that put these portables up and leave them up all winter, I mean, that's asking for trouble, because the squirrels, especially red squirrels, can chew those straps off, and trees grow, you know, they do, and that's going to expand your stand and cause problems. And I would never get up in a portable if I did not hang it myself and know that it's freshly put up there, because that's just asking for trouble, because those things change, they shift, they break, and they're not made to be in the tree all winter. They're just not.
Steve, let's get back to angling a little bit. Still a lot of season. Here we are in August. Dog days of summer. Water temps haven't tumbled yet. We haven't even seen the beginning of the fall bite for sure. There's a ways to go there. If you are out on the water, what do you try? If anything's working, what is working?
You know, Steve, it's called try everything in the kitchen sink right now. And I've been using a lot of spinners, and there's a new generation of spinner blades out now that have really kind of changed. You know, we used to have a clevis that would turn a Colorado blade, which was kind of heavy. But now these new blades now, there's two names. It's called a smile blade and a walleye wing. And what it is basically a little piece of metal shaped in a spinner, but there's no clevis. You just run the line right through it. It's like a little piece of tin foil, and it rides high, it's light, and it's awesome. Also, I mix that with a slow death hook, which is, again, a completely different situation. It's not a straight shaft hook. It's concave and twisted. So when you put a piece of plastic on there using these lighter blades, it spins and it rotates, and it's very aggressive. And that's what's been working really well right now. And you've got to trigger those fish to bite. There's so much food out there. They're kind of lethargic. They're not moving a lot, and you got to make them hit. So it's about covering water and using bottom bouncers or just a basic spinner with a weight and just trying to find them and get them to bite. But it is August, man. You know how August is.
Yeah, it can be tough. All right, Game Fair, what's the schedule? Are you going to be out there again in a week?
Yep, I'll be there all day tomorrow. I'm doing fishing seminars at 1 o'clock, had some really good turnouts, and then back next week all 3 days. So second weekend is always busier than the first. So looking forward to it and talking to CCO listeners. It'll be great.
All right, Steve, look forward to visiting with you again 1 week from today. Take care.
Hey, you too, Steve. I'll take care, man.
Steve Kearney, Steve Kearney Outdoors from Game Fair, just off Highway 10 up in Anoka County. Armstrong Kennels, a long tradition up in that neck of the woods. It is 4:13. We'll take a break. We'll come back, get you up to date on the headlines on the day in sports, count you down to the Twins and the Phillies in the lineup card at 4:30 today. First pitch just after 5 from Philly here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Twins and Phillies, and it has been a tough go of it for the Twins as of late, dropping the final three in Detroit and getting thumped in the opener by the Phillies last night in Philadelphia, 13-2. Dallas Keuchel got shelled, knocked out of the game after two innings of work, and the Phillies cruise 13-2 last night. And this is one of those stretches that really emphasize what a roller coaster ride the season has been for the Minnesota Twins. Good news is they've dropped four in a row, and they haven't lost a ton of ground in the division. They still lead Cleveland by 3.5. The Guardians are 56-61. The Twins sit just two games over 500, but maintain their first place spot. The only team in the division that is on any sort of a winning streak is the Kansas City Royals. They won on Friday, and other than that, the White Sox, Tigers, Guardians and Twins all lost. Twins' longest losing streak in the division, once again at four games. And they take on the Phillies. And the Phillies right now looking up at Atlanta, 9.5 games back. But they're in great shape when it comes to the wild card right now in the NL. They would be the top wild card in the NL. Atlanta, Milwaukee, and the LA Dodgers lead the way. But the Phillies have the next best record in the NL. So they're a pretty good ball club. Twins and Phillies, once again, our lineup card coming up at 4:30. Let's get back to the ball game last night. Like I say, not a ton of highlights in the ball game. The Phillies really teed off on Dallas Keuchel.
Line to left field. That will sink and fade. That's a base hit. Schwarber will score. Turner's going to hang on there first. Another two-out run scoring hit. A six-run second. 6-2 Phillies early on tonight.
Yeah, and that knocked Keuchel out of the game. His ERA now 9.45. Phillies had three in the fourth, two in the sixth, and cruised to the 13-2 victory. Ironically, the Twins had a 2-0 lead in that ball game last night. And here is the line on Keuchel. 1 2/3, 6 hits, 6 runs, all of those earned, no strikeouts, 2 walks in the ball game. And the bullpen, Winder, Hedrick, and then of course position player Jordan Luplo just came over and was signed by the Twins. He pitched it and gave up a hit, 2 runs, both of those earned, giving up a home run. Never like to see a position player's pitch. And a quick thought on that, I know they changed the rules that you got to be up by 8, it's got to be late in the ball game. I still don't like it. And that's why with all these rule changes in the major leagues, and I know it didn't turn into a 10-run game until the bottom of the 8th, but when the Phillies added, it was 11-2, 9-run game. When the Phillies tacked on runs 12 and 13 in the 8th, it's over. I'm a big fan in the regular season. If you're going to put a ghost runner on second in the 10th inning, which is a gimmick, let's face it, let's do what they do in amateur ball. Let's do what they do in youth baseball. And there's a 10-run rule. And, you know, let's just call it. Let's get out of here. After Luplo gives up the home run ball game, no reason for the Twins to even come out and bat in the 9th inning. I don't know what you think about that, Jonathan, but the idea that you're going to send out position players to pitch in any circumstance, that is clearly the team that's down waving the white flag. Just call it and send everybody home at that point.
Yeah, I think I hear what you're saying.
If you're going to use a gimmick like ghost runners in the 10th, where you're not even a ghost runner, you're going to start a guy at second base in extra inning in a regular season game, you should also take the step. When it's a blowout, let's all go home. In these blowout games, let's face it, people generally leave the ballpark anyway. You know, it's kind of like, all right, it's the 7th and it's 11-2. I'm out of here. I'm not sticking around for this. So
yeah.
It just a thought, because this is what, the second time we've seen position players pitch this week in ball games. So
I'm trying to think. I know I've seen this past season in college baseball, in NCAA baseball, they've had games that have gone to that mercy rule type of finish.
Yeah, the 10-run rule, yep.
And I don't know if I'm asleep at the wheel or something. I never thought that happened in baseball. I knew it happened in Division I softball.
Yeah.
I never knew that happened in baseball until this season. Is that a newer thing?
No. It's generally been around for a long time. And I know, for instance, in like high school baseball, there's a 10-run rule here in the state of Minnesota. amateur baseball has it. I mean, the thought is you get into the late innings and you're down by 10. The odds of you coming back are nil. Let's just call it and move on, particularly when you get into a tournament situation. But it was just a thought in this. After Luplo served up the gopher ball, we're done. It's over. We hit the 10-run limit. Let's send everybody home. Because when you're running out a position player like Luplo, what you're doing is trying to save your bullpen and your pitching for the next day. Well, let's at that point, you're waving the white flag.
So
let's move on.
So, anyway. Could it be that when you see something like that in baseball, you know, or the running clock in basketball or hockey, does it mark in a lot of people's minds a sense of quote unquote amateurism? This is a, you know, maybe not Bush League, but this is rinky dink. This is amateur. This is little league.
So I think when you have soft toss position players coming out to finish games and throw pitches and save the bullpen, what's the difference? These guys are not major league pitchers. They're major league players, but they are not major league pitchers. Williams Astudillo, when he would come out and lob the ball up there at 50 miles an hour, I mean, it was a joke. I mean, one time it was cute. Then beyond that, it just became a joke. He's up there lobbing it over the plate. I mean, That is not what the fans pay to see. But anyway, little tight on time. Let's try and get you up to date on the scores, games in progress, and the matinees. Cubs and Blue Jays. Cubbies lead at 4-3 in the sixth. End of four. Love the music, Jonathan Lowe. Tigers and Red Sox at Fenway. Detroit leads at 2-1. Through four, the Guardians and the Rays down in Tampa Bay. Tied at one. Tampa Bay got bad news. Their ace out for the year. Top of six, Miami leading New York 3-0. Ton of action under the lights tonight, including the Twins and the Phillies. Lopez against Walker in that one. And we do have one final. How about this? Talk about 10-run rule. How about 18 runs? The Braves pound the Mets in Queens, 21-3 today. But it didn't get ugly until late. The Braves score 3 in the 6th, 3 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th, 8 in the 9th to win 21-3. That is extraordinary blowout. Once again, all the other action under the lights tonight. Real quick check of your division leaders in the major leagues at the moment as we count you down to the lineup card. Twins and Phillies from Citizens Bank Ballpark in Philadelphia. In the American League East, Baltimore by 2 over Tampa Bay. Toronto 7 back. In the Central, Twins by 3.5 over Cleveland. Detroit 12 games under but only 7 games out. In the AL West, Texas leading Houston by 2.5. Seattle lurks just 5.5 back. NL East, Atlanta by 10 over Philadelphia, but the Phillies the top wild card. NL Central, Milwaukee leading Chicago and Cincinnati by 2.5. That is going to be a fun race in the NL Central. And out West, the LA Dodgers leading San Francisco by 7 games. All right, let's get back to the Twins and the Phillies in game 2 of the 3-game set tonight. Once again, in South Philadelphia. And say what you want about Philly. We were there a year ago. My daughter had a conference. We drove out to Philadelphia. It is a great town. And the way they have their sports facilities, you've got Citizens Bank Ballpark, you've got the home of the Eagles, Lincoln Financial Field, you have the arena that's home to the 76ers and the Flyers, all in this complex. South Philly, kind of along the river, out near the airport. It's a great setup. It's one of my favorites in sports. It is very well done. All right, let's get to the Twins lineup behind Pablo Lopez today for manager Rocco Baldelli as they try and snap that 4-game losing streak. Eddie Julian will lead off, be at second base. Jorge Polanco will be at third and bat second. Carlos Correa at short, he'll bat third. Max Kepler and Wright will be in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth, the DH, Ryan Jeffers. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Matt Wallner. Batting seventh, the catcher, Christian Vasquez. Batting eighth at first base, Joey Gallo. And batting ninth, the center fielder, Michael A. Taylor. It'll be Julian Polanco, Correa, Kepler, Jeffers, Wallner, Vasquez, Gallo, and Taylor for the Twins in the ballgame. Big thanks to Jonathan Lowe. Our sports coverage continues tomorrow. The huddle begins at 10 a.m., followed by the Twins and the Phils. Enjoy the ballgame. It is coming up next here on the CCO.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.